take a look at our starting lineups here on the Mackey Motors at tailgate for Esack County. They'll start a 6'2 senior in Jordan Ulmer, 5'10 junior in Zach Jacobson, a 5'10 junior in Carson Schmidt, a 6'2 senior in Cade Snyder, and a 6'1 sophomore in Weston Julin. For GTRA, they'll start a 6'1 senior in Lucas Gears, a 6' senior in Jackson Schnell, and a 6'1 senior in Tegan Hansen, also a 6' senior in Will Darr, and a 6'1 junior in Landon Dietrich. And that is a look at our starting lineups here tonight. We're coming to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth distributed by Pepsi Beverages. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. And, of course, that is Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Now, Eastland County leads this rivalry, this matchup, 9-6 since 2017. GTRA, though, has won two in a row, including 58-40 back on December the 19th. They also won the last matchup of last season, 59-41. Eastland last win, 59-50 in December of 2024. Raiders, though, 6-4 in the last 10 years. Jump ball here today is going to be between Weston Julin. Between Cade Snyder and Landon Dietrich. It's controlled by the Titans. They'll bring the ball down. They work it to the hands now of Hansen. Over to Dietrich. Back to Hansen. Hansen up top with it. Thought about the three, but that was cut off nicely by Schmidt. Raiders open up in a man-to-man defense. Jacobson now defending. They'll work it into the hands of Darr. His runner-up no good. Rebound tipped around. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. And that's going to go against GTRA Landon Dietrich, and that's going to be number one on the 6'1 junior. Comes in averaging 7 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. Zach Jacobson will bring it up. GTRA looks like they're going to go 2-3 zone. They'll work it to Schmidt on the right wing. Back up to Jacobson, over to Schmidt. Snyder running from the free throw line to the block on that side. They work it left side to Julin. Julin back out now to Jacobson. Ulmer posting up down on that left block. They'll get it to him. Find Snyder just a couple of feet away. Back out to Julin. Up top, Jacobson. His three on the way up and good. The extra pass that time gets Zach Jacobson open for three. The Raiders lead it by a score of 3-0. 6:45 to go here in this first quarter of play. Driving in and getting the bank shot. From in front is Tegan Hansen, the 6'1 senior, comes in averaging 21 per ballgame. Look at the Raider lead here to 3-2. Schmidt with it over to Julin in the left corner. Bounce pass now to Snyder on that left block up top. Good ball movement. They find Schmidt right wing. Back up top to Jacobson. He'll back it out and reset against this 2-3 zone. Schmidt with it left wing now. Looks inside. They find Ulmer just inside the left elbow. Kick pass to the right wing to Jacobson. Shot clock at 10. Skip pass to Julin on the left wing. Up top to Schmidt. Over to Jacobson. Down to 3 to Ulmer on the elbow. Ulmer needs to get a shot up. Pull-up jumper is up. No good. And Snyder with a foul over the back on the rebound. And that is going to be number one on him. Team foul number one against the Raiders. And we get a quick timeout. 6:04 still left to play here in the first quarter. It's 3-2 right now in favor of Eastsack County. We'll step away, take a break, back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company have been proud to help our communities grow. With 4 convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Motobolt, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Brings it up for the Titans. They're in their home white uniforms with the purple down the side. Purple numbers on the front and back. And purple stripes down the side. Raiders in their road black jerseys. Pull-up jumper in the lane. That no good for Darr. Rebound going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Schmidt. And it will stay with it. GTRA. They'll inbound it again with Hansen. Pass works it over on the right wing. Gears his three on the way up and good. Gears averages 12 a ball game, knocks that one down. And we've got our first lead change here at 5-3. And here steal by GTRA. It'll be out of bounds off of the Titans. It'll stay with the Raiders. 5:39 to go here in this first quarter. Play Smith having trouble getting it in. His pass is stolen away. Coming up with it is Hansen. Up top they work it. Gears open for three. He hits back-to-back threes. And the lead is now 8-3. Pressure again for GTRA. Jacobson looking to break that pressure. We'll work it up across half court. Brings it down, bounces it to Ulmer. Attacks off the right side. Runner up, no good. Snyder with the offensive rebound. Putback's no good. And the rebound tipped into the hands that time of Hansen. Hansen up across half court. He's going to fire up a three. That one's up, no good. Rebound to Julin. That'll be number one for Weston tonight to Jacobson. Jacobson across half court on the left side of the floor. Now brings it into the middle. Ulmer runs down to the left block, hops out now in the left corner. Julin with the left wing, up top to Jacobson. Schmidt now cuts through as Jacobson rolls it over to the right side. He'll set a screen for Snyder. Snyder came over to the block, what wasn't open. Now to Schmidt, penetrates in left side. Chop blocked, a lot of contact, no call. A rebound taken out of there by Dietrich. Dietrich going to push it ahead, gets it off now to Gears, going to fire up another three off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Zach Jacobson, number one for Jacobson. He'll push it ahead over to Ulmer, down to the left corner to Julin. Julin to Jacobson, who steps into a three. That one a little bit long, and the rebound taken out of the right Gears. Hansen goes it deep on the pass to Dar. Dar drives in, skip pass is going to be over the head that time of Schnellen out of bounds, and the turnover will give it back over to East Sac County. 4:17 to go, first quarter of play, 8-3. Titans with the lead right now. Appreciate everybody tuning in here today. Kick 106.7, KIKD at Lake City Carroll. Zach Jacobson over to the right side to Schmidt. Back up top to Ulmer. Left side now to Julin as they work the ball on the perimeter in that 2-3 zone. They get it to Ulmer in the corner. Back over to the right wing to Jacobson to Snyder. Good ball movement. Jacobson left wing up top. Julin, he'll fire the three up. That one's going to bound out of bounds, and it will be Titan basketball. Good ball movement. Got a good look. Just off on that one a little bit. And I'll write up recap stories for both of these basketball games here today. I'll get those up on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report at sports.1380kcim.com. Pass inside, knocked around. Ulmer is going to come up with it. That was an errant pass for GTRA. Head to Julin. Left corner to Ulmer. The ball over the head of Schmidt. That's going to go into the backcourt. And that will be an over and back on East Sac County. I'll also try and sit down yet tonight and type up all the recap stories. All six of our area boys bowling or wrestling teams, I should say, in action today as well. So I'll try to get recaps on all of that typed up. I'll try to get everything done tonight. But it was a little bit of a late one early this morning when Mason Nealon and I both wrapped up our work at the office. So I may need a little bit of a nap to finish up things today. A couple of subs coming in for East Sac County. Grayson Rubendahl will check into the ballgame. Also checking in is a Beckham Kluver. Brooks Hansen onto the floor as well for GTRA. Works it over to Gears. Now off to Dietrich. Right elbow jumper up, but no good. Battle for the rebound. Taken down by Julin, his second. Off to Kluver. And jumping the passing lane that time was Tegan Hansen. His steal in the layup on the other end as he beat everybody down the floor with the dribble. And it's a 10-3 lead now for GTRA. Julin pushes to clear a little room. Now off to Schmidt. To Rubendahl. Ball knocked away, but he'll make a nice catch in traffic. Back over to Julin. Julin, right side, top of the key. Works into Ulmer, left side, top of the key. Ulmer spins. Little floater up, no good, but they're going to call him for the travel, and the turnover will give it back over to the Titans. East Sac girls struggled offensively here today. The boys now struggling a little bit as well. Walking the ball up is Hansen. That's Keegan. They'll get it up across half court. Over on the left side to Schnell. On the right wing to Gears. He's got a couple of threes here early on. Up top again to Schnell. Over to the left side to Hansen. Back over now to the other Hansen. That's Brooks Hansen. His three no good, but coming up with a rebound is Schnell. Back to Brooks Hansen. Pass inside. Nice steal that time. Kluver anticipated it. Had his hands up, tipped the pass, and was able to gather it back in. Schnell, or Julin over to the left side. Schnell almost came up with a steal here a moment ago. Julin with it right side, the top of the key again, up top to Rubendahl, who popped out now to Kluver. Kluver drives in, pass inside to Ulmer. Ball tipped away, and it's going to be tipped at that time by Gears, but it goes off of Ulmer and out of bounds. The turnover again, going to give it back over to GTRA. Shane Moran, 6'7", senior, going to check into the ballgame for GTRA. Keegan Hansen will walk it up across the floor. Gets it over on the right side to Schnell. Back to Keegan. Dietrich on the free throw line to Brooks. Hansen, his three from the left wing up no good. Moran with the offensive rebound. Put back no good, but it wasn't a foul. Going to go against Eastnack County. Is that on Rubendahl? No, it's going to go on Ulmer. That'll be number one on Ulmer. Team foul number two on the Raiders here in the quarter. Hansen's or Moran's free throw is up and no good. Shane Moran, a 39% free throw shooter on the season. That's the first attempt for either team here in this first quarter. Second free throw upcoming. It's on the way up and good, so he'll make one of two. And GTRA with her largest lead right now at eight. Clover's pass is tipped, stolen away. Schnell will come out of there with it. Off now to Tegan Hansen. We'll try to call the Hansons by their first name up to Brooks. Over to the right side again to Schnell, down to Moran. Dietrich pops to the free throw line. He'll come up top to Brooks, over to Tegan on the left wing. Tegan looks inside, now finds Dietrich on the left elbow. They move away from him. That gives him a chance to get into the lane. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rubendahl clears the rebound. He's a good rebounder for Eastnack County. 5.6 rebounds per game for the 6'5 freshman. Ulmer with it right side, drives in, dump pass inside to Rubendahl, got the defender in the air, and they're going to say the foul is on the floor, which is the right call, but an outstanding pump fake down inside. And a nice job getting the defender. That's going to go on Landon Dietrich. That'll be number two on him. Two fouls on the Titans. Jacobson comes back in for Kluver. Caden Wilson, a 6'4 junior, also onto the floor, was trying to catch his number. He's in for GTRA. They get it on the right wing, and the three is up and good. As Cason Schrader came in, I didn't catch that during that timeout as well, or during that dead ball. He'll hit the three. He's a very good three-point shooter. It's 11-6. They work it over on the right wing to Gears. Gears with it. Back up top now to Tegan. Back over to Gears. Deegan, the only Hansen on the floor, so we'll just call him Hansen. His jumper in the lane up, no good. Battle for the rebound. It's a loose. Wilson battling in there with Carson Schmidt, who's back in for East County. Jump ball possession, and will favor the Raiders. 41.7 to go in this first quarter. Raiders have never... Well, they did lead early. They got the three from Zach Jacobson. Both their buckets have been threes, one from Jacobson and one from Cason Schrader. Palmer to Rubendahl, down to the corner, Schrader's three up, in and out, no good. The rebound taken out of there by Wilson. Off now to Hansen, he'll bring it up. Hansen working it up across half court. They're going to hold for the final shot, 17 seconds to go. It's nice that the shot clock now in some of the places has the game clock right up above it. Makes it easier for the kids to find it. They'll start the offense here with about 6 seconds. They get Snell open, left corner, three up, no good. Battle for the rebound taken out of there by Rubendahl. The Jacobson did not get a shot off. But the first quarter will come to an end. It's 11-6. GTRA will head to the second quarter. We'll do that in 1 minute here on Kick 106.7.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Did you know if you experience a sports injury, Loring Hospital in Sac City has an experienced team that can get you back in the game? With the team approach at Loring Hospital, our physical therapist can provide you the one-on-one personalized rehabilitation you may need. At Loring Hospital, we help athletes of all ages be the safest and best they can be. For more information, call Loring Hospital in Sac City at 712-662-7105. Loring Hospital, extraordinary care right here.
With the basketball as we start the second quarter here on a Kick 106.7. Jeff Leifman again hanging out with you here today. Hansen with it now off to Dietrich, left corner to Gears. He's got a couple of threes, make that three of them now as he hits that one from the left corner on the extra pass. It's a 14-6 now in favor of it, GTRA. That is their largest lead of the game. Omer with it right side, top of the key. Feeds it off now to Schrader. Back over to Omer on the right wing. They get it in to Reuben Ball. Knocked away. Gathers it back in on the baseline, but then steps on the baseline. So the turnover will give it back over to the Titans. Cade Snyder to check back in for Esack County. He'll check in for Rubendahl. Rubendahl's going to have a really good career. I think he's just got the physicality as a freshman of the varsity game. He'll get stronger. Not that he's not strong, but he's going to get stronger. When you're 14 and you're playing against sometimes 18-year-olds, there's a strength difference there that's just natural. Hansen with it. Works to left side, gets into the lane, dump pass underneath. Nice look for Dietrich. Double team will come, but Dietrich will split the double team and lays it up and in. And the lead is 10 at 16-6. Lob pass over to Schmidt as the Raiders will break that full court pressure. Schrader out high with it left side. Now the backdoor cut by Schmidt, but the pass is tipped coming out of there with the steal. Is it Dar? Dar will bring into him. Kick over pass to Schnell. Right wing three up in. Good. Four threes here in the half for GTRA. Sack with it, two. The GTRA with their largest lead right now at 19-6. Carson Schmidt up across half court, works it down. Gets it off to Jacobson. Jacobson splits it down the left side. Ball knocked away, but a reach-in foul going to go against the GTRA. That's going to go on Tegan Hansen. That'll be number one on him. First foul here in the second quarter against the Titans. 6:30 to go here in the first half. Our Mackey Motors halftime report coming up again. We're expected as Schrader misses the long three off the left side. Gears will come down with a rebound for the Titans. We're expecting Jess Dietrich and one of the Eastland girls to join us at the halftime. Talk about that girls game. Three-point shot is up and no good that time for Dar. He tracks down the rebound. Him and Schmidt battling for it. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Schmidt. Riley Aragon going to check in now for Jordan Ulmer. Aragon with his first performance. Good shooter. Guy that can play hard defensively as well. Inbounds pass comes out. Now work it now to Schnell. Back over to Gears on the right wing. Looking for Dietrich on the baseline. Nothing there. Over to Dar to Hansen on the left corner. Back up top it comes to Schnell. Right side to Gears. Nice bounce pass to Dietrich. Right elbow jumper up no good. And Snyder will clear the ESAC rebound. Off to Jacobson. 19-6 Titans with the lead. Raiders struggling to get anything inside. Their best looks have been perimeter jumpers, but they're just struggling right now to get many clean looks at the basket. A lot of passing around the perimeter. GTRA has moved now into a man-to-man to open this second quarter. They played a 2-3 zone in the first quarter. Schneider over to Schmidt, right wing three on the way up. No good, and the rebound tipped around. And coming out of there with it is going to be Hansen up for the Titans. He'll push it ahead. Hansen works it on the left wing to Schnell. Back up top to Hansen. Pump fake back over to Schnell. Three on the way up. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose. Dar was battling that time with Schmidt. It'll come into the hands of Esack County, and that was a case in Schrader. Now get it to Schmidt. Over to Schrader on the left side. Schrader back up top to Jacobson. Jacobson working against Schnell. Pump fake got in the lane on the left side to Schneider outside of the block. He'll drive to the block. His pass up top is folded away. Gears out on the break. And the layup is up and good on the other end. We're going to get a timeout called by Esack County. Raiders struggling right now to get clean looks. They trail it here 21-6, 4:47 to go in the first half of play. We're back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
Jacobson Seed, family owned and operated for more than 85 years. But why is it important for you to do business with a family owned seed company? At Jacobson Seed, we are proud of our family-owned heritage. Our commitment goes beyond just selling seed. It's about cultivating relationships and sharing our passion for growth. It's about treating you like a member of our family. Our roots run deep with generations of knowledge and expertise that we pour into every seed we sell. Jacobson Seed, your American veteran, family-owned seed company.
Coming to you live here from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Appreciate everybody tuning in to high school basketball coverage, Esack Raider basketball coverage for you here today on Kick 106.7. They're the only basketball team in the area out of the 11 schools we cover in action. Trader misses a three off the left side. Gears will clear the rebound. Pretty good look for him. Just left it a little bit short. Gears over to Schnell. Back to Gears. Back over to Schnell left side. They find Dietrich cutting through the lane from the left to the right. Good ball movement. Finds Hansen on the baseline. Jumper up no good. Cade Schneider will clear his third rebound. Jacobson ahead. Get it off now to Schrader. Up top, Jacobson over to Aragon. Long three left side. That one up off the front of the rim. No good. Schrader, the offensive rebound and putback. It's a nice job by Kaysen Schrader to crash the glass. He's got five here in the ballgame. 21-8 now in favor of GTRA. Under four to go here in the second quarter of play. Schnell to Dietrich at the free throw line. Kick pass over to the left side to Gears. Back up to Schnell. Raiders stay 2-3 zone. They had played a man-to-man early in the game. Bounce pass to Hansen on that right block. Working against Snyder. Double team comes from Schrader. Ball up no but good. Rebound tipped out of bounds that time by Dietrich. And it's going to be East Sac County basketball. Ulmer, Rubendahl, and Julin will check in. Schrader, Snyder, and Schmidt will check out. Doesn't look like GTRA made any subs. Actually, they did. As coming back into the ballgame is Will Darr. They'll sit back into their 2-3 zone. That's what they played in the first quarter, then went man-to-man to start the second quarter. Jacobson kicks it over on the left side to Julin. Julin back over now to Jacobson. Jacobson with it to Aragon, right corner. Back to Jacobson on the way. Left side to Julin. 25-footer on the way, short. And the rebound grabbed out of there that time by Schnell ahead to Hansen. He's going to attack, splits the double team. They're going to count the basket with the NBA continuation. And Hansen will head to the free throw line to shoot a bucket, to shoot a free throw. 23-8. He was fouled two steps away from the basket, but that is the call. That'll be the first foul here in the quarter against East Sac County. Free throw on the way from Hansen is up and good. He's a 67% free throw shooter. The lead is 24-8. Timeout on the floor again. It called by East Sac County. We'll take it with it. Jordan Ulmer picking up that foul here a moment ago. Timeout back right after this on Kick 106.7.
Friday Night Lights. Small town pride. And the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team. At Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most. Tonight's game is brought to you by Corn Belt Telephone, keeping our teams connected since 1961. They don't just connect your internet, they connect our whole community. Corn Belt is right there on the sidelines with you. And they're way more than just your telecommunications provider. They're your neighbor, living, cheering, and growing alongside you game after game. So when you see Corn Belt Telephone's logo or hear their name on the air, know it's your community talking. Because at Corn Belt Telephone, connection is more than just service. It's commitment.
Raiders down 24-8. Our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. Culver's celebrating again 41 years in business, 14 of those years in Carroll. Riley Aragon with it. Raiders down 24-8 here late in this first half. Julin with it left side, up top to Jacobson. Over to Aragon again on the right side. Rubendahl running the baseline, coming up with a near steal with Brooke Hansen, but Aragon will come up with it, and now Keegan Hansen will steal it away and lays it over the front of the rim on the other end. So Keegan Hansen with a bucket, and it's 26-8. Jacobson over to Aragon right side. Back over now to Jacobson. He'll drive to the right elbow, kind of a sideways jumper up. That's going to go out of bounds. Carson Schmidt will check in for him, and again, the Raiders just struggling to get looks. Doesn't matter if it's been a man-to-man or a zone here tonight. They've struggled to get looks. Probably had more three-point attempts in that first quarter against the zone, but now they're looking to get the ball inside, which makes sense. They're trying to get some dribble penetration because they're, you know, they're only buckets. They've had one layup and then two threes, but you know, they're not shooting the three real well, so trying to get the ball inside. Brooks' pass down to the baseline is going to be knocked out of bounds. Good hustle that time by Jordan Ulmer. They were trying to get Darr down on the corner. Titans will inbound on the baseline with Teagan. Now lob it in to Dietrich on the left wing. He'll go out top to Brooks. Again, trying to call the two Hansons by their first name so you know which one I'm talking about. Brooks penetrates down the left side. Lobs it back out now to Teagan. Teagan with it. Flips it off to Gears. He'll roll over. The shot clock down to two. Brooks is going to fire up a three. No good. The offensive rebound to Dietrich. He'll take it from the left side over to the right side. Got the defender in the air. Rubendahl's going to block the shot, but they're going to say it came across the arm first. So Grayson Rubendahl going to pick up his first. And that is going to be the second against the Raiders here in the quarter. Two free throws coming up for Landon Dietrich, the 6'1 junior, 50% on the season. He's got 2 points, two fouls so far here in the game, and the free throw is up and good. Titans at 3 of 4 from the line today. Schnell will check in. Gears will check out for a GTRA. Dietrich's second free throw coming up. It's up and good. He'll hit both. That's going to make it a 28-8 ball game, the largest lead of the game right now for GTRA. Schmidt to inbound. They'll get Jacobson on the left side. Jacobson works it up across half court. Off now to Julin. Over to Rubendahl on the right wing. Skip pass over to Jacobson down to the left corner. Homer attacks. Kick pass inside. Ball knocked away. Just one too many passes. And right now, Homer going to be called for the foul. I think Eastsack County struggling with the shot. So now you're getting a lot of guys that I think are open but not confident in that shot. So Homer could have pulled up wide open from about 6 feet instead. Tried to throw a pass into the lane through a couple of defenders. That's how it ended up getting tipped and stolen. And that's just from not having that confidence that I can pull up from 6 to 8 feet, be wide open on the baseline and knock it down. And that comes from they're not shooting the ball well. Just 8 points here late in this first half of play. Not doing anything wrong, just sometimes shots don't go in. And there's going to be a three. But when you see the other team shooting it as well as GTRA is, Teagan Hansen hits the three. It's 31-8. They find Rubendahl cutting down the right side. That one in and out, no good. Julin with the offensive rebound. Put back, no good. But he'll draw some contact and get himself to the free throw line. So maybe a free throw or two will get the offense going a little bit. Julin, a 42% free throw shooter on the season, at the line for the first time today. First free throw attempts for Eastsack County here in the ballgame. Free throw on the way. It's up, bounces around, and falls off. One of those first halves here. Things can change in the second half, but it's been a struggle here. Second one on the way up. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Weston Julin. 31-9. Keegan will walk it up across half court. Looks over at Brooke on the left wing. Does not go to Brooks. Now he'll handle it in the circle. There's 20 on the shot clock, 43 on the game clock. So they're not quite holding it for the last shot, but coming close. Dar left corner. Now he'll attack in. Leaves it off in the lane that time for Moran. He'll kick it back out to Keegan, right side top of the key. Gets to the free throw line. Finds the cutter Schnell. The layup is no good. Rubendahl defended the shot, changed the shot, then grabs the rebound. Raiders can hold for the final shot here of the quarter. Ulmer with it right side, now penetrates into the lane. Kick pass over to the left side, going to be thrown away. Schmidt was posted up on the wing wide open. I think there was a good angle to the wing, but I think Ulmer thought he was going to drift to the baseline and ended up throwing the ball down to the baseline. A lot of times you teach people to drift to the baseline, but that's if you're attacking off that other baseline. It makes a better passing angle. That time the better pass was to the wing, but he anticipated him going and then threw where he anticipated. So the turnover will give it over to the Titans. They're looking for the final shot. Brooks penetrates in. A little five-foot floater. It's up and good right before the horn. So Brooks Hansen with the bucket. And GTRA will lead it here 33-9. So a 24-point lead as we head to our Mackey Motors halftime report. Josh Dietrich, one of the Raider girls, to talk about their game when we come back after this quick timeout here on it. Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Recover, restore, and perform at your best with Stuart Memorial's physical therapy team. Our skilled therapists provide personalized care using advanced techniques, including pelvic health, lymphedema management, dry needling, vertigo treatment, radial pulse therapy, and neurorehabilitation. Whatever your goal, our team is here to help you reach it. Learn more at stuartmemorial.org.
Choose excellence. Choose Stuart Memorial Community.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Nothing better exemplifies teamwork than the hard work and dedication of our local area student-athletes. The same can be said of the team at Domino Motors in Sac City. Whether it's pre-owned or new, parts or service, Domino Motors has the expertise you don't just need, but deserve. To see their full line or view their weekly ad, check their website. Domino Motors, Sac City's ideal Chevy dealer and proud supporter of the East Sac Raiders.
Halftime show again brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive. At Mackey Motors in Lake City, check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Jeff Blackman joined right now by Josh Dietrich, the head coach for the East Sac Girls. They fall earlier today, 44-29 up here at GTRA. Josh, you and I were just kind of talking. I thought you had some good looks today. It was just one of those days that the ball didn't go in the hole a whole lot. The defense, I think, you know, you give up 44, gives you a chance to win a game.
Yep, absolutely. That's what I told the girls, too. You know, we played really good defense, and we forced them to a lot of tough shots, and they weren't really hitting their shots in the first half either. That's why we're only down six at half. You know, we got good looks on offense, too. I give the GTRA props. They played tight pressure defense on us, kind of forced us to one side of the floor. They didn't get the reversals that we need to really get the movement in the second half, but overall pleased with our defense today.
Even though I thought you executed pretty well in the half court to get those shots, the turnovers probably in the half court sets probably the one thing that you're going to point out in that offensive set in the first half and in the game.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's what I told the girls after the game. Like, you know, we played great defense, forced tough shots, got rebounds, but, you know, we just gave it right back. I think our unofficial tally, we had 30 turnovers. You know, that can't happen in a game like this. You know, if we cut that down in at least half,
right,
you know, we probably get another 10, 15 points, and we're right there at the end.
Yeah, that's double pretty much what you guys average, so that's, I'm sure, disappointing. What did you see on the backboards? Because I thought in the first half you guys really dominated between Miranda and Scotty and Wendy as well. I thought you guys dominated the boards early.
Yeah, we did a really good job. That's our point of emphasis now. We're trying to just get more physical on box outs, owning the glass. You know, we've done a really good job rebounding this year. I thought today we did that as well.
Third quarter, outscored 18-8. That really did difference in the game. Did they do anything different coming out of the locker room?
I think the biggest thing they did was just they just forced us to one side of the floor. You know, they're a great pressure defensive team anyways. They took an even extra step that second half, forcing us to one side, whether it was Wendy, bring it down on the right side. They kept it to the right side. They overplayed a lot, really forcing the ball to one side. They overplayed Sarah, too, trying to deny her, and it was tough for her to try and get open as well. So,
got to bounce back. Pocahontas now on the road Tuesday. What are you looking at with them?
You know, it's another opportunity for us to get better. You know, Pocahontas, they're a good team. They've lost a few games they really shouldn't have here within the past couple of weeks. Great opportunity for us to get better. Another winnable game for us. You know, they're sitting right just a tad over 500. I think they're 9-6, maybe somewhere around there. So we just got to come ready to work on Monday and get ready to go for Tuesday.
Well, I appreciate you joining here. Good to see you.
Yep, absolutely.
And the best luck on Tuesday. Josh Dietrich, again, you joining us here. We've got Jordan Carroll making her way over here, and she's going to move into the post-game area here. And, Jordan, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good. You can have a seat if you'd like to. So great effort for you and the girls again today. Just one of those days where the shots just didn't kind of go. How frustrating is that for a team that's so good defensively to have those days sometimes where the shots don't fall?
pretty frustrating because you try your best on the defensive side, and then you get down to the offensive side, and just nothing's working.
You were able to get a couple of dribble drives there in the second half. Kind of take me through, because you don't look to shoot a lot. So when you decide it's kind of time to score, what's kind of going through your mind?
Mainly if they're giving me the open lane and the positioning on my post, because if the lane's open, I feel like I have good enough confidence that I can beat the girl to the rim. It's just a matter of the lane's open, if our big's on the opposite side or not.
How did you feel like you girls executed the offense today in the half-court set?
Not the best. We turned the ball over too many times. They gave us every opportunity to score and kick, and we should have screened up on our top girl, but they were just applying pretty good ball pressure, and we don't handle it the best as well as we should.
I thought you handled their full court pressure, though, really well.
Yeah,
today.
We did. We broke their press very easily. It's just when we got in the half court sets is where we struggled more.
Talk about the defense today. You only give up 44, and to me, that's enough of a defensive effort. A lot of times to win you games if the shots are going in. So how good was your defense today?
I think it was honestly pretty good. We applied good ball pressure. We knew they had two shooters, 0 and 21, so we knew we had to fly out on them right away. We lost them a few times, and they got a few, like, one too many feel-good open looks, but I think our defense flew around, and we got good tips on their high post because they forced it too much.
We're getting here late in the regular season. Postseason announcements are going to be coming out next week for pairing, so what's going through your mind with this team and where you guys are at right now?
This team is an amazing team. I love them so much. It's my senior year. I want to play one more time on my home court.
Right.
So I want to get seated good enough to get a home playoff round the first time. Even if we don't, I feel like our team, as long as we click together that night, we can go really far.
Pocahontas now on Tuesday. I know you know those girls well. So what do you got to do to go back over there and get a win?
We need to not dribble into their trap, because that's what we did last time, and we just drove right into their trap. We knew they were going to do it, but we did it over and over, so we just need to focus more on our half-court offense, and I think we'll be able to be fine with them.
Well, I tell you what, great job. Always good to see you. And I tell you what, I like watching you play, because you hustle and play so hard on the defensive end, and you have that kind of that dog mentality that you go out there and you play so hard. So I appreciate you coming up and chatting with us.
Thank you.
You bet. Jordan Carroll joining us again here in the Mackey Motors Halftime Report. Again, the ESAC boys are trailing right now by a score of, 33-9 here at the halftime. Let's run you through our numbers here unofficially for ESAC County. You've got Jordan Ulmer with the steal, Zach Jacobson with 3 points and a rebound, Carson Schmidt with an assist, Cade Snyder's got 3 rebounds, Beckham Kluver's got a steal, Weston Julin with 1 point and 3 rebounds, Kaysen Schrader with 3 points to go with, or excuse me, 5 points to go with it, 2 rebounds, and Grayson Rubendahl also with 3 rebounds. The Raiders 1 of 2 from the free throw line. For GTRA, Lucas Gears with 11, Jackson Snell with 3, Tegan Hansen 12, Shane Moran with 1, Brooks Hansen with 2, and Landon Dietrich with 4. They do end up going 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Second half is 1 minute away here on a Kick 106.7.
Take a minute and think about your bank. Who's the first person you think of? That person who knows you and you trust to help you just the way you need it. At Bank Midwest, that's the kind of relationship we have with our customers. Because when it comes to your money, technology is great, but someone you can really talk to is indispensable. If that's what you want in a bank, we're your bank. Bank Mid who? Bank Midwest, the one with the just right banker for you. Member FDIC.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With 4 convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Otable, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Raiders with the basketball as we start the second half. They trail it here 33-9. They try to feed the Cade Snyder at the free throw line. Ball knocked away by Gears. It's going to go out of bounds. It will be a Raider ball. 7:46 to go here in this third quarter of play. appreciate everybody joining us here as we come to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Weston Julin down to Omer on the block on the left side. Now to Jacobson, drives in inside the elbow, pull-up jumper up, no good. Dietrich will clear the rebound. There's Gears out in front of him, but he'll bring it up, finds Hansen on the left side. Hansen looking to drive against Smith, gets into the lane, pull-up jumper in and out, no good. Omer will clear the rebound. His first of the ball game. Over to Jacobson. Jacobson up across half court, finds Schmidt, and pull-up jumper, right elbow up and good. Carson Schmidt with a mocking. His first of the ball game. 33 now to 11. GTRA with the lead. Schnell down to the left baseline to Dietrich. They'll work it back up to Gears up top. Now over to Dar on the right wing. Left side again to Gears. Shot clock at 18 as he dribbles over inside the right elbow, and then he throws it up top to Hansen. It's loose on the floor. Hansen will pick it up over to Schnell. Down to 8 on the shot clock. Dar with it right now. This is a team that can get shots pretty quickly. They're going to have to do it. Down to 3. Hansen going to fire up a 21-footer. It's up no good, and the rebound tipped to Jacobson. Good stop for Eastern County. Jacobson, nice drive, leaves it off for Snyder. The reverse layup sits on the rim and falls off. Hansen with the rebound, kick pass down to the other end. Shot up and no good that time for Schnell. So get it back to Dietrich after the offensive rebound, and now we're going to get a foul. Going to go on Cade Snyder, who nearly came up with the steal, and Snyder going to pick up his second foul first against the Raiders here in the second half. What a great facility up here at GTR. If you've never been up here, folks, you should just come up and watch a game. I think this might be the best view I've ever had to broadcast a game. It is outstanding. So kudos to the folks up here from all the different communities that make up GTRA of building such a great and beautiful gymnasium and making it work. I think they can do a lot of things in this. It's probably, even Todd Bontrager said it's his favorite place to go because it's such a great arena to be able to watch a game, to play a game, and for everybody and just the things that are able to do here. So great job for the people up here. We're going to get a reach-in foul. Going to go on Jordan Ulmer defensively that time for Esack County. That's going to be his third. Second against the Raiders, and now Cade Snyder going to pick up, I think, his third on the inbounds play, and that's going to be the call. So he's got picked up two quick ones, three quick fouls here on Esack County in this third quarter. 33-11 our score as the ball is knocked away by Snyder into the hands of Julin. Julin off to Jacobson. He'll bring it ahead. Kick pass down to the right corner. Back off now to Jacobson. Ball knocked away by Hansen. Hansen will get it ahead from Dietrich. His layup is up and good. Ulmer and Hansen collide after the shot. Both go to the floor, but both are all right. 35-11. Bounce pass that time behind Julin and a turnover on the Raiders. Raiders going to make some substitutions here. Cade Bachman, a 5'9 senior, going to come in. Grayson Rubendahl also coming in. He'll check in for Snyder. And Ulmer checking out for Esack County. Hansen will bring it up again for the Titans. Skip pass over to the right side. They work it to Gears. He's got Dietrich down in the corner. He'll find him. Then Gears cuts through. Hansen trying to cut through. Actually brought a defender over to Dietrich, who penetrated in and off the right baseline. But Dietrich able to get in front of the rim as the defense didn't collapse quite quick enough. And it's now 37-11 in favor of GTRA. Bachman right wing down to Julin in the right corner. Julin with it will bring it up top. They'll get it to Jacobson. Jacobson back over to Julin on the right wing. Julin drives in, kick pass over to the left corner. Jacobson open for three, up, no good. And the weak side of the rebound taken down by Schnell off to Hansen. Weston looks a lot like his brother Sam, who's playing right now up at BV. And Hansen drives in, lost it on the way up, but coming over to trying to defend was Rubendahl. They're going to call Rubendahl for the foul. So that'll be number two on Rubendahl. Four team fouls now on Esack County. Hansen will head to the line as that was in the act of shooting. He'll shoot two. Hansen, one of one today. He's got 14 points here on the day. Free throw on the way, up in good. Hansen, you can tell he plays a lot of ball. 21 points per game is what he averages. Only one rebound. He's done a better job on the boards today, but a good free throw shooter at 67%, but a guy that's definitely a scorer for them and really has that scorer's mentality. Can shoot the outside shot. He can get to the rim. He'll miss that free throw. Rebound taken out of there by Carson Schmidt, his first. Off now to Bachman. They'll double team him in the half court as they go to a half court trap over to Schrader. Right wing three up, no good. Rubendahl with another rebound. Turnaround jumper inside up, no good. And the rebound taken out of that time up by Dietrich. Rubendahl now up to four rebounds here in the ballgame. Hansen with it out top. 4:11 to go here in the third. 38-11. GTRA over to Gears on the right side. He hit three threes in the first half. Misses that one, but crashes the glass. Gets his own rebound. Now he's in some trouble on the right block, and we're going to get a timeout called by GTRA to save the possession. 3:59 left in the third quarter. 38-11. GTRA back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame today. Culver's, again, celebrating 41 years in business, 14 of those years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Jeff Langman with you here today up in Grattinger, Iowa, home of GTRA, the Titans. ESAC County basketball for you here on this Saturday evening. Started this one at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and on the inbounds, GTRA sets up gear off the left block. He'll hit it. It's a 40-11. Pressure again for GTRA. Hansen to Rubendahl. They'll get it to Schrader on the right wing. Back off now to Julin. Julin over to Schmidt. Down to the left corner to Bachman. Bachman lost it. It's going to be out of bounds. Last touch, though, by the Titans. It's off of Hansen. Another substitution here for ESAC County. And that is going to be up Mark Brotherson, a 6'2 sophomore, who actually looks taller than 6'2. Wondering if that's maybe supposed to be 6'5. Get it in to Bachman. Bachman with it. Over to Schrader. Schrader. Brings it up top. Kick pass that time off of the leg of Gears. It was going to go out of bounds. Over there by Wendy Veit and Sarah Bontrager and Jordan Carroll, who we talked to at halftime. Dar will check out. Moran going to check back in. Also checking back in is Brooks Hansen. Both Hansons on the floor. I'll do my best to call them by their first name. Bachman with it. Bounces it left side to Brotherson. Brotherson inside to Schmidt. Turnaround jumper at the free throw line at the horn. It's up no good. The rebound taken down by Moran. Off now to Hansen. Again, that is Tegan Hansen with it. Tegan over to Brooks. Back over to Tegan on the left side. Inside to Dietrich. Kick out pass right side to Gears. Shot clock at 17. Brooks back over to Gears on the right side. Inside to Moran working against Rubendahl. Shot up off the rim. No good. Rebound tipped around and gathered in by Carson Schmidt. Schmidt to Bachman. He'll bring it up the right side. Right past Chloe Barrett. Over to the left side. Pass is tipped. And it's going to go out of bounds off of GTRA. I thought maybe they were going to say that Brotherson had gotten a fingertip on it, but it was right in front of the official, and he says no. That was right in front of the Raider bench. Schmidt to inbound. Gets it in now to Brotherson. Back over to the right side. Schrader brings it up top. Now rolls back to the right side. Back to a cut by Bachman. Cut off by Dietrich. They get it to Schmidt. Kick pass left side. Schrader's three on the way up. Good. Carson Schmidt with the assist. Kaysen Schrader has his second three of the ball game. Ball going to be knocked out of bounds on the other end. 2:20 to go. Schnell will check back in. Checking out is going to be Gears. It'll stay with the Titans. They'll stack up four over on the left side of the lane. Keegan Hansen looking inbound. He'll get it inbound and then gets it back. Shot is up no good. Ball going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be a Raider basketball. Hansen disappointed in himself on that one because he had a chance to hit one from about 3 feet. 2:16 to go here in the third. Work it over on the right side now. Cajun Trader with it up top, and Hanson jumps the passing lane. That's Tegan. That'll go out of bounds up against the scores table. So it'll stay with the Raiders. They'll inbound again with Brotherson near the GTRA bench. 2:07 to go here in the third. 40-14 right now in favor of GTRA. Trader with it. The Raiders have made 2 2-point baskets, 3 3-point baskets, and another turnover now for Esack County. Bontrager up. Actually, that one was tipped. The Bontrager up, showing Carson Schmidt how to take a couple of dribbles to give yourself a better passing angle. And that's what he needed to do in that situation. Bachman to inbound on the baseline. They'll lob it into Schrader, open for three. It's up, off the rim, no good. Schmidt battling for the rebound with Moran. What are we going to get? How can you call a foul on that? They are going to call Moran. Okay, now I was going to say, because Schmidt had the ball. I thought it was just two guys really going up and both had a hand on the ball. But there was no way. I thought they were going to call the foul on Schmidt there for a moment. I'm like, how can that be a foul on Schmidt if there's a foul at all? Bachman again to inbound. They find Schmidt cutting down the lane. The layup's up and good. Bachman with the assist. Carson Schmidt with his second bucket. It's a 40-16. Very well executed offensive inbound play that time for Esack County. Brooks over to Tegan on the right side. Raiders have gone into a man-to-man inside to Dietrich. His pass to Moran is bobbled around. Moran will catch it. Now throws it off of the head of Dietrich and into the hand of Brotherson. Over to Bachman. Bachman tries to throw it down to the corner. Going to be tipped out of bounds that time by Brooks Hansen. It'll stay with Esack County. Minute 23 to go here in the third quarter. Schmidt to inbound. And they find Brotherson out high right side. Now to Schrader on the right wing. Back over to Bachman, left side, top of the key, pump fake. Kick pass behind Schmidt, but it's tipped into the hands of Schrader. Up top, Brotherson with it. Brotherson between the legs, penetrates down the right side. Step through move, and he is going to be fouled as he split a couple of defenders and got hit on the arm. That one's going to go on Brooks, on Tegan Hansen. That's going to be number two on him. Two fouls on GTRA here in the quarter. Brotherson's free throw is up and good. Had not attempted a free throw at the varsity level before that one, so he's perfect from the free throw line. Raiders right now have pulled themselves within 23, but they're on a little 4-0 run here. Free throw is up and good for Brotherson, a 5-0 run. They now trail it by a score of 40-18. Brooks Hansen brings it up, gets it to Gears on the right side, over to Schnell, left side to Brooks. Brooks looking to penetrate, cut off by Bachman, gets it left side to Gears. Gears will pick up the dribble in a little bit of trouble right now, looking for some help. And we get a 5 call against the Titans. It's a good defensive pressure. This Esack team continues to play extremely hard. Now inbound again right over in front of Chloe Barrett. Reese Ashinger sitting right there as well. Inbounds pass comes to Bachman. He'll work it up across half court. And now we get a moving screen going to go on Rubendahl. Trying to set a screen out near half court to free up Bachman. That'll be number three on Rubendahl. Team foul number five against the Raiders here in the quarter. But that is a player control foul, which means no free throws. So the Titans will inbound here in the backcourt with a Dar. Now get it into Brooks. Dietrich will cut down to the block. They're going to try and post him up. They find Gears in the corner. Dar outside on the right side top of the key. Catches it over to Snell. Penetrates in the left side. Chop blocked by Rubendahl. Rebound going to be knocked out of bounds. The last touch they're going to save by the Titans. It's going to be Raider basketball. 29.6 remaining here in this third quarter of play. Work it left side to Schmidt, down here on the wing to Brotherson. He'll drive in, and again, they're going to call him for palming the basketball on that high dribble. Chloe Peters again from Glidden-Ralston in the house today, watching both ends of this doubleheader. Brooks Hansen will bring it up. Titans will probably settle for the final shot here. It's Raiders staying a man-to-man. Brooks nearly fell over. 7 seconds to go. He'll fire up a three. It's up off the back of the rim. No good. Brotherson will clear the rebound. Schmidt looking up at the clock. Stops at half court. Fires one up. It's short. And we are through three quarters of play. It's a 40-18 lead in favor of GTRA, but the Raiders outscoring the Titans at 9-7 in that third quarter. We're back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute here on Kick 106.7.
Did you know if you experience a sports injury, Loring Hospital in Sac City has an experienced team that can get you back in the game? With the team approach at Loring Hospital, our physical therapist can provide you the one-on-one personalized rehabilitation you may need. At Loring Hospital, we help athletes of all ages be the safest and best they can be. For more information, call Loring Hospital in Sac City at 712-662-7105. Loring Hospital, extraordinary care right here.
Jacobson Feed, family owned and operated for more than 85 years. But why is it important for you to do business with a family owned seed company? At Jacobson Feed, we are proud of our family owned heritage. Our commitment goes beyond just selling seed. It's about cultivating relationships and sharing our passion for growth. It's about treating you like a member of our family. Our roots run deep with generations of knowledge and expertise that we pour into every seed we sell. Jacobson Seed, your American veteran, family owned seed company.
Tegan Hansen with it for GTRA as we start the fourth quarter of play. Dar with it now on the left wing. Raiders will stay man-to-man. Up top to Schnell. Schnell over to the left side to Tegan. Tegan looking to drive. Good job by defensively by Carson Schmidt. They've cut gears down the left side of the lane. About a foot past. The shot is up no good. Dietrich will come up with a rebound. Kick pass over to Schnell. Now to Tegan. Tegan Hansen going to fire up a three. It's up in. Good. His second three of the ballgame. 6-3 of the ball game for GTRA. They lead it here 45-18. Bachman over to Schrader. Now over to Schmidt. Left side it comes to Bachman. Back over to Brotherson. Left wing for him down to the baseline. Bachman's shot is blocked, but the rebound goes into the hands of Rubendahl. And his pass is over to Brotherson, who lays it up and in. First bucket tonight for Brotherson. It's a 43-20. The assist that time to Rubendahl. Now Rubendahl has it stripped away, Gears has it stripped away by Brotherson. So Brotherson going to pick up the steal, his second steal here since coming in. Another one of these sophomores. They've got some young guys that the Raiders can build around. Jump ball here a moment ago. Favored Esack County. Brotherson open for three, right side up off the rim, no good. Rebound taken down by Dietrich. Dietrich will bring it up if the Titans gets it off now to Hansen. Again, Tegan Hansen, the only Hansen on the floor for GTRA. So when I say Hansen, it's Tegan. He'll get just outside the right elbow, picks up the dribble, finds Gears on the right wing, looks to attack, drives in, shot blocked by Rubendahl, who comes up with another rebound. Over to Bachman, ahead to Schmidt. Schmidt thought about finding Rubendahl inside, but couldn't. Back off now into the hands of Rubendahl. Rubendahl down to the baseline. They find the Connor Bachman. Kick out pass is tipped. Brotherson comes up with it. Now to Carson Schmidt. Back out to Brotherson. Over to the left side. Schrader's three on the way up. No good. A long rebound is taken down by Schnell. 43-20. Titans with the lead in the ball. Hansen with it. Kicks it down to the corner. Dietrich. Pump fake out the defender in the air. Lost the ball out of bounds. Good defense again by Grayson Rubendahl. We've got a timeout called by GTRA. Timeout on the floor. Coach Randy Huff not happy with the way his team has played the second half as ESAC is outscoring him pretty much here in the second half. 43-25-46 remaining. Back right after this on Kick 106.7.
Friday Night Lights. Small town pride. And the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team. At Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric. Powering what matters most.
5:46 left in this one here on Kick 106.7 ESAC County Basketball for you here as we come to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth distributed by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Raider girls fell earlier today, 44-29. Third quarter kind of cost them, outscored by 10 in that quarter, but really were in the game the rest of the day. Just didn't shoot it well. Boys not shooting it well either, but shooting it better here in the second half. Getting a really nice performance from some young guys. Bachman's three up top, no good. Brotherson battling for the rebound. It'll be tipped over to Dietrich, now to Hansen. Hansen up the left side up for the Titans. Gets it down to Dar, left corner, three up in, good. First bucket here today for Will Dar, only averages five a game. He's got three, and the lead is at 6-26 at 46-20. Cason Schrader with it, dribbles it from the left over to the right side. Now to Brotherson on the right wing. He'll penetrate in the lane, lost it. Gears comes up with his steal. Ahead to Hansen, back over to Gears. He'll be fouled by Ulmer. And Jordan Ulmer's going to pick up his fourth here today. That'll be the first against the Raiders here in this fourth quarter. Ulmer's got to be careful, I guess, if you want to say that. He's got four now, doesn't want to pick up the fifth and foul out. Gears his free throw on the way is up and good. So Lucas Gears, an 88% free throw shooter, makes the first one he shot here today, second one upcoming. It's up and good as well, and that'll make it 48-20. Bachman brings it up. He's done a nice job since coming into this point guard role. Works it over left side to Brotherson. He'll fire up a three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Dietrich. Ahead to Hansen. Hansen will bring it down. Goes between the legs. Picked up there by Ulmer, looking to attack him. Drives in. Nice job of helping that time by Bachman. They force him to pick up the ball. Dietrich now with the left elbow. Kicks it up top to Schnell. 17 on the shot clock. Now will drive in. Finds Dar. He'll drive into their lane from the left corner. Misses the runner. And another rebound for Brotherson. His third of the ballgame off to Bachman. Bachman to Schrader. Right side top of the key. Schrader going to penetrate in. Kick pass down to the left corner. Bachman over to Ulmer. Ulmer will drive in. Runner on the way up. No good. And the rebound taken out of there by Dietrich for the Titans. Hansen up across half court with it, drives in the lane, pull-up jumper, misses it, but he was the only one that knew that it was going to be a miss. He follows it. Nobody from the Raiders really crashed the glass too hard. He grabs it off of that left side right off of the block and able to lay it up and in wide open. It's 50-20. Schrader cuts in pass from Brotherson a little bit low, and now the pass to Snyder tipped, stolen away by Gears. Gears will push it up. Gets it over right side top of the key. He's going to fire up a three and hits another one. So Lucas Gears now with four threes. And the lead is now to 33 at 53-20. Lane GTRA has cranked it back up a little bit here in the fourth quarter. Coach was not happy, I don't think, early in the fourth. But his team had been played outplayed here in the second. Brotherson shot is up, no good. Cade Snyder going to pick up foul number four on the rebound attempt. He'll foul Gears. That'll be the second against the Raiders. So no free throws. Checking into the ballgame again is Caden Wilson, the 6'4 junior. He'll check in for Dietrich. The 6'1 junior will check out. Wilson looks like kind of a football player. Well put together young man. Stands 6'4. Strong looking young kid. Gears over to the left corner to Schnell. Now looking to drive, cut off, gets it back over to Gears. Long three is up in, good. And the lead is 36 now as Gears has five threes on the day. He's got 20 points to lead them in scoring. Kick pass over to the right side. Ulmer's going to knock down the three. So Jordan Ulmer gets his first bucket of the ballgame. That'll make it to 56-23. Bucket down on the other end. Scoring that time is Tegan Hansen. He's got 22 here in the ballgame. 58-23. 2:16 to go. We are in continuous clock. We did that as soon as Gears hit that three a moment ago to make it a 36-point game. Jordan Ulmer will travel up top. Carson Schmidt set to check back in for ESAC County. Moran checking back into the ballgame for GTRA, along with Jace Huff, a 5'10 freshman. Let's see here. Who else came into the ballgame? Brooks Hansen is the other guy that came in. Left wing, Huff with the basketball, lob pass inside, trying to feed it in that time to Wilson. It's off of the backboard. Olmer comes up with a loose ball and then throws it off of Moran and out of bounds. It'll be a Raider basketball. Raider will have it. Clock continues to run here. Again, Coach Todd Bontrager, one of the guys expected to join us here in the Mackey Motors at tailgate. Bounce pass over to the left side. Cajun Trader now to Rubendahl inside. Step through move. Shot is up and good. Grayson Rubendahl with the bucket. 58-25. And our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. Years with it on the right wing. Inside now to Moran. Step through, and he is going to be tied up by Ulmer. Possession arrow is going to favor GTRA. Clock will continue to run. By the time they get this inbound, they might be able to just hold it for the final shot or let the clock expire. So Ryan Gears will check into the game for GTRA. They inbounds it to Moran over to the left corner. Skip pass now over to Hansen. That's Brooks Hansen with it. Bounce pass inside. Wilson over to the free throw line. Moran's jumper up no good. Gets his own rebound. Shot blocked by Rubendahl. Rebound taken out of there down to 7 seconds. GTR will back it back out. I think they'll let the ball game end here. So GTRA going to win it here today. ESAC going to fall by a final of 58-25. Raiders, they will fall to 4-13 on the year. GTRA will move to 10-7. We've got our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up next year on 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Corn Belt Telephone, keeping our teams connected since 1961. They don't just connect your internet, they connect our whole community. Corn Belt is right there on the sidelines with you, and they're way more than just your telecommunications provider. They're your neighbor, living, cheering, and growing alongside you game after game. So when you see Corn Belt Telephone's logo or hear their name on the air, know it's your community talking. Because at Corn Belt Telephone, connection is more than just service. It's commitment.
Recover, restore, and perform at your best with Stewart Memorial's physical therapy team. Our skilled therapists provide personalized care using advanced techniques, including pelvic health, lymphedema management, dry needling, vertigo treatment, radial pulse therapy, and neurorehabilitation. Whatever your goal, our team is here to help you reach it. Learn more at stewartmemorial.org.
Choose excellence. Choose Stewart Memorial Community.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Nothing better exemplifies teamwork than the hard work and dedication of our local area student-athletes. The same can be said of the team at Domino Motors in Sac City. Whether it's pre-owned or new, parts or service, Domino Motors has the expertise you don't just need, but deserve. To see their full line or view their weekly ad, check their website. Domino Motors, Sac City's ideal Chevy dealer and proud supporter of the East Sac Raiders.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Mackey Motors at tailgate here on a kick 106.7. Tough loss for Esat County today as they fall 58-25 up here at GTRA, again slipping to 4-13 on the season as GTRA improves to 10-7. Again, just a cold shooting day, especially in the first half. I thought you saw some more energy, a little bit more confidence in the second half from the Raiders. A lot of that from some of those younger guys. I liked what I saw from Kaysen Schrader. I liked what I saw from Grayson Rubendahl. I liked what I saw from Mark Brotherson. Just with the energy and the confidence they played. Cade Bachman, also the senior, came in and did a nice job kind of taking over that point guard role. They got the ball into their offense a little bit. Outscored GTRA in that third quarter 9-7. But GTRA came back out with a few more of their starters in the fourth quarter, kind of upped the pressure a little bit, and were able to put 18 on the board in the fourth quarter. Got this thing into the continuous clock with about 4 minutes left in the game. So, again, Raiders still trying to grow. This is a young team. They've got some veterans on it, of course. But they've just continued to try and get 1% better every day. Struggling on the offensive end, just really not confident shooting the basketball. You can kind of see that. I'm not trying to say anything bad. They're all great kids. But they're just when shots aren't going in, and they haven't been now for a couple of weeks, you start to lose that confidence. And all it's going to take is that one night where they go out and, like, the first couple of shots go. And I think then you might see this team really explode and have a big night offensively. But it just hasn't happened for them for a while. So right now they're lacking confidence in the shots. They're giving up sometimes what could be an easier shot to try and make that extra pass, because they don't probably want to take the shot, because, like I said, the shots haven't been falling for them as of late. So those are things that are going to come. Coach Bontrager's had a lot of success at Esat County and Wall Lake, Auburn prior to that. So they're going to continue to work on things and get a little bit better. Postseason's just a few weeks away. But again, just a valiant effort for them here today. I liked how they played defense. They played hard throughout the entire game. There's no quit in this group of kids, and that's one thing you like to see. When things aren't going well, sometimes kids, and we did it when we were that age too. Not everybody wants to say that they played hard all the time and that they were perfect when they were in high school. I guarantee you, go ask your coaches. They're going to tell you that there were some flaws for you as well. Everybody always becomes a better player as they get older, at least from their high school days. But there's no quitting these guys. They give effort all of the time, and I like to see that. That's one of Coach Bontrager's staples with his program. No matter what's going on, they play extremely hard all of the time. So kudos goes out to them, playing all the way down into the final moments of this one here today. Let's take a look at our final numbers here today. And again, these are unofficial. We'll get the official stats from Coach Bontrager later on. I'll get those up tonight on our recap story on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report at sports.1380kcim.com. Cade Bachman had 2 assists, Jordan Ulmer 3 points, a rebound, and 2 steals. Zach Jacobson 3 points to go with 2 rebounds and a steal, or an assist, excuse me. Carson Schmidt had 4 points to go with 2 rebounds and 2 assists. Kate Snyder with 3 rebounds. Beckham Kluver with a steal. You had Weston Julin with 1.3 rebounds and a steal. Kaysen Schrader, 8 points to go with 2 rebounds. Grayson Rubendahl, 2 points, but he had 6 rebounds and an assist. And I bet you had 5 or 6 block shots here today as well. Mark Brotherson with 4 points to go with 2 rebounds and 2 steals in this ballgame in limited minutes. The Raiders 3-4 from the free throw line. For GTRA, Lucas Gears finishes with 21. Jackson Schnell with 3. Tegan Hansen, 22. Will Darr with 3. Shane Moran with 1. Brooks Hansen with 2. And Landon Dietrich finishing up with 6. They go 7 of 9 from the free throw line. We've got head coach Todd Montrager making his way up to the postgame area. We'll get some thoughts from him as he comes up. So always appreciate Coach joining us here, and we'll get Coach on the headset. And Coach, is always good to catch up with you. I know not exactly the way you wanted things to go today, but I was just talking about the effort. Your teams always, no matter how the games are going, as long as I've covered you for 22 years, they play hard, and I thought your guys did that here today.
At times. We're having a heck of a time scoring the basketball.
Yep.
First half is just, and it started, good offensive teams pass the ball well. And
right.
We just had a tough time just passing and catching the ball and,
yep,
and making decisions there and having vision. And we got challenges this year,
right,
skill-wise, but I kind of felt like, especially early third quarter, kind of falling into a trance of, hey, things are just kind of down. We just kind of, it's kind of, we're just living with it.
Right.
So we kind of just get some guys in there. So we'll get some guys in there that want to play, show some life, talk on defense, pass and catch it, you know, make hard cuts. So we kind of had a segment there. I think that last quarter and a half, we had a group there. We just rode with them. They brought some effort.
Yep.
The kids got a, We've given a lot of kids opportunities this year to kind of see what they can do as far as the role goes. So it's kind of challenged the kids. It's kind of read the kids that want to play each play and try to improve each play, and that'll lead to better game results. But it's a mentality, and it's not something that I accept. I've been here too long,
right.
So
yeah.
we got to coach that up better, and our kids got to react better to challenges.
You tried zone, you tried man-to-man today. Which one on the defensive end did you think worked better?
Well, you know, at times our zone was okay there early second quarter.
Yep.
We kind of did that with personnel we had in there. And then, man, just basically played man-to-man second half, just challenging guys.
Right.
You know, just playing our four-man shell out there. Are you talking? Are you in a gap? Not getting your face cut. Basic basketball stuff. Who wants to compete? Finding guys that can do it. So
what's
the kind of mentality there?
I know every day you guys are probably trying to find things to get things going here. What's the mindset going in for the next couple of days with Pocahontas area coming up on the road Tuesday?
Well, offensively, we can't score unless we can get the ball to the paint somewhere. I mean, it's got to be passing there to a guy posting up or a cutter. Or we got to get some dribble penetration.
Right.
This guy, and it takes aggression. We don't have a very aggressive mindset right now. So a few of those things happened there at that last group, and it felt pretty good. We had some nice-looking threes there. It didn't fall. I know Casey had a couple looks that normally would fall, and then Mark had a look or two that he's been scoring really well at JV. I gave him his opportunity out here.
Yep.
He came out and reacted well. So
yeah, I thought he played well for you today.
He played really well. And so he's had a good year. You know, I'm trying to be as fair as possible to those guys that have had their opportunities, but hey, let's try something different. If something ain't working, we got to try something different. So
another guy that I thought didn't really score today, I think he finished up with two, but I thought was active on the glass and altered some shots and blocked some shots was Grayson Rubendahl today.
Yeah, and he's a freshman. He's going to have ups and downs. Trying
to
get him to be more aggressive on his offensive moves. He has a very nice soft touch around the basket, but there was a couple three opportunities tonight.
Right.
Hey, you want to turn and get to the rim
right,
and draw that foul.
Yep.
You know, we were the ones that were committing the fouls. We weren't drawing them, but we're not. That's we're trying to correct that. But he was a really good rim protector that second half. Come over and help side and affecting shots. And I thought he did a great job. So.
Yeah.
And that's something we're going to look forward to in the future, too. We can apply more pressure down the road. Hopefully at the end of the year and then for sure into the future. Future years, he's going to be a rim protector, so then we can come out and get more ball pressure and apply, you know, make that more part of our game.
Right. Well, Coach, I always appreciate you coming
right
up and chatting with us. Enjoy
Thanks
the rest of the weekend, and good luck with Pokey on Tuesday.
I brought a player up with me, Carson Schmidt.
Yep.
Like I told the kids, he's our most competitive kid we got in our whole school, so he represents what we want to be effort-wise. So you can visit with him a little bit.
Absolutely. We will do that as Carson's going to make his way over to the post-game area. And, Carson, appreciate you joining us here today. You just maybe heard your coach say that the most competitive kid in the building. What's that mean for you?
I mean, I don't know. I just hate losing, and I don't want to be the reason my team loses, so I just put effort out.
How did you feel like you played today?
Offensively in the first half, we didn't get the best shots, but the shots that we did take, they weren't falling, and then our confidence started to go down. Defensively, we were not terrible in the first half.
Right.
A couple offensive boards we gave up, and then second half, we scored a little bit more. Defense, I thought, was still there.
Right.
Just not the best.
What did you do well defensively today, do you think, as a group?
Finding bodies, I think, once the shot goes up.
Right.
I thought we did pretty well with that. They just, some of the bounces didn't go our way, and they got offensive rebounds.
You mentioned the confidence goes down with shots not falling. As a junior, and I know that, you know, you're not a senior, but you're one of the leaders on this team, how do you try to keep everybody's spirits up? Because it's not an easy thing to do when the shots aren't going in.
Just try to get them to shoot the ball. Just keep shooting the ball, because like Kaysen and Kluver, they can hit the shots.
Right.
They just got to have the confidence to let it fly again after a miss.
What have you seen from some of the younger guys now, Rubendahl, Brotherson, some of those younger guys that are starting to see more minutes?
I think Rubendahl's starting to settle in a little bit. He's getting the double team on the block, and he's spraying it out to shooters on the perimeter. And Kaysen's knocked down some threes this season. Kluver's
right.
knocked down some threes and helped us handle the ball.
So you got Pocahontas now coming up on Tuesday. What do you need to go over there to kind of get things started in the right direction?
I think we got to come out with high defensive intensity right away, and then hopefully that brings our offense with us, and we can knock down some shots and go get a win on the road.
Well, I tell you what, I enjoyed watching you play football because of that effort. I enjoy watching you play basketball because of the effort you give. So appreciate you coming up and chatting with us. Best of luck with Pokey on Tuesday.
Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Carson Schmidt again with the ESAC Raiders. Again, they fall here today. Again, that final score here today was 58-25. We ran you through the numbers. It's time to announce our Culver's Player of the Game here on the Mackey Motors at Tailgate. Culver's again celebrating 41 years in business, 14 of those years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. We're going with Grayson Rubendahl today because led him in rebounding. I thought he changed a lot of shots. I'll get block shot numbers from Coach later on, but I'm thinking it's upwards around five or six block shots here in the game. Just scored 2 points, but impacted this game for the Raiders on the defensive end and on the glass. That's going to wrap up our coverage today. It was a GTRA sweeping the doubleheader, 44-29 in the girls' game, 58-25 in the boys' game. Thanks for tuning in to ESAC Raider Basketball here today on Kick 106.7. Have a great night, everybody.